Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio.
Gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is our midweek podcast. This is where I talk about, well, maybe that hot topic during the middle of the week that maybe just didn't get on to last week's show, or it's going to be a little bit too late on the next week's show. So we talk about this. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit today about a little bit of safe cleanup of that fire ash and debris and all that other stuff that we see out there that's sitting on our cars, our patio equipment, and all those other things out there. Because you know something? There's a little bit of a mess. I mean, I just live here in Portland. My car was covered. So let's talk a little bit about the safe ways to do this. Now, you got to be careful with this stuff because it's not good for you. So first of all, if you're going to be out messing with this stuff at all, you want to wear a dust protection mask. And I'm not talking about putting on a bandana or a surgical mask. We're not going off and riding horses, and we're not sitting around here trying to do surgery. So that's not what that's for. So you're looking for a mask rated N95 or P100. Something like that's going to get you something that's going to be good at getting this really fine ash out. So be careful with that. Now, if you're around the house, this is what you got to be careful with inside your home. You want to get the stuff out of your carpet, but here's the thing. With it being so bad outside right now, it's just kind of getting worse if it's getting in inside your house. Now, a regular vacuum, you're going to fight that a little bit because that's just going to spread around. Most regular vacuums are not going to filter out that really fine dust. Now, here's where you got a benefit. If you've got a self-contained, you know, in-house, you know, like a Gary's Vacuum Flow in-house built-in unit, the vacuum unit's outside in your garage many times. So in this situation, yeah, you can use it. It's going to take it out. So unless you've got a really high-end vacuum that's designed with that more HEPA-style filter, then you're going to be okay. So use one of the nice vacuums. If not, let for this kind of episode to get over, and then start working about it. But I would still probably wear a dust mask if you have a lot inside your home. So here's the thing. Dust mask is key. Second of all, let's say your car. Let's just keep it simple. Let's go to your car outside. If your car's sitting outside and it's been in a, you know, maybe it's in the garage most of the time, take it out at the movies, come back out, got a little bit of stuff on it. Do not, and I say do not, try to rub that off your car. Water and soap are going to be your friend. Now, what I would do if you've got a nice car, I would, in your driveway, once the soot and everything gets down a little bit, we have a little less smoke out there, I'd just give it a quick wash. So I'd get out there with my hose in the driveway. I would spray it down. I would get it really wet, and then just get some good car soap, get it all lathered up, really sudsy, and use that. Now, if you're going to take it through your car wash first, what I would do, I would probably sit at home first, not even get the soap out, but at least spray it down on the driveway to get a lot of the big stuff off. Because here's the thing, if you're taking it to the car wash, the mechanical car washes, they do an okay job of getting it first, but I don't want those you know, the big things in there that are spinning around or rubbing over your car. I don't want that stuff rubbing in. If you think about it, this stuff is about like 600 to 800 grit sandpaper. So unless you're going to buff the car out afterwards, you don't want to get this stuff rubbing into the finish. So you want to wash it off first and then get some soap on it. But I would probably knock the big stuff down before I'd go through the automatic, you know, car wash, touchless or anything else. I'd probably just rinse it off first and get it out there. But here's the thing, if you're rinsing something down, even outside on your patio equipment or anything else like that outside, you're sitting here in your patio, you want to get that cleaned up because you got a little bit of soot on that, better wear that dust mask, because even though you're getting it wet, it's still going to make up some dust when it hits it. So depending on how much you got, be careful with that. But no matter what you do, you want to avoid getting as much into the air as possible. Now, if you're outside, don't go grab the leaf blower and blow it around. Nobody else needs that. Your neighbors don't need it or anything else. You know, the ash really itself that's deposited by forest fires and stuff, which is mostly what we see, is pretty non-toxic. You know, it's kind of like fireplace ash. What you got to be careful with, though, is if you had a house down the street that burned down, or in the Tri-Cities where you lost four or five homes there with that big fire, you got to be a little bit careful, because now you're starting to talk about some toxic stuff in there. You had plastics and chemicals and all the different stuff that's in a house that's not designed to burn. So that stuff there is a little bit more careful. So that stuff, if you've got it, sweep it up, put it in a bag, put it in a trash, make it go away. You know, so be a little bit careful. If you have a bunch of that stuff around, I would not wash as much of that down into your street and that kind of stuff, because that stuff's hazardous. You don't want to go into the water and all of that. Keep that out of the lakes and streams, please. So if you want any more information on this, head over to my Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. And I'm going to put up a post here of a good, safe cleanup of fire ash, some rules and stuff on there. So, you know, a lot of it's common sense. What I want you to do is don't let the kids out playing in it. Let the kids' toys get cleaned off outside the play gym, that stuff. Get that all cleaned up. You know, and if you've got a garden and things like that, make sure you just kind of rinse things off pretty good out there. But again, if you're using up, cleaning up around the house and you got a big mess, if you're using a shop vac, make sure you've got like one of the HEPA filter style ones, because that's actually going to do a good job of getting that cleaned up. If you've got just a cheapy old shop vac with a bad paper element, you're going to blow it right back out and maybe create a bigger mess. So be safe out there. Be clean out there. We just want to keep this stuff looking a little bit better. And this stuff has a little bit of a, will bite into something. So get it off of all your painted surfaces and stuff out there. It's not good for the finish. So one, it'll scratch. Two, might eat into the finish a little bit. And then third, if you're getting it on yourself, I'd be wearing, you know, long sleeve shirts and pants and stuff. If you've got a lot of it, depending on where you're located, we go all over the Northwest. So it really depends on what the situation is. But again, we don't want you coughing. We don't want you sneezing. This stuff can be irritating your nose and throat. And you don't want to have this stuff create any asthmatic situations for anybody out there with a healthcare issue. So just make sure you get it cleaned up and get it off the painted surfaces. But we're almost through the smoke season here, I hope. At least with the weather here in the Northwest, we should be getting some favorable stuff here towards the end of the week. All right, thanks for listening to the Midweek Podcast, a little bit about cleaning up. Make sure you pop over to Around the House with Eric G on Facebook. I have content up every single day. Dan and I will be back on Saturday. We got a special guest coming up. We're going to talk about something that, well, you're just going to have to wait till Thursday here on Facebook. I'll talk about it then. So tune in Thursday, Around the House with Eric G on Facebook. It'll be all over social media what we've got going on. Make sure you check it out there. Until then, though, tune in Saturday, Around the House with Eric G, noon to 2, all over the Radio Northwest Network, as well as streaming live on KXL.com, and listen to KXL 101 FM News Radio here in Portland, because that's where you'll catch us live each Saturday, noon to 2. So enjoy your week, guys. Stay safe out there. Let's keep that smoke down. Hopefully we're through the rest of it here pretty soon. Until then, talk to you on Saturday.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G, with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.